I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello. Hello.
Dirty Work Wednesday. Let's see Morning Zoo.
I have a little problem.
Must be out of your mind.
Call 473-104.5.
I almost didn't do it. I thought, is this in bad taste? But you know what? I went for it. I went for it, and I am so glad I did.
What's the worst that could happen?
Dirty Work Wednesday's on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Kyle.
Hey, Kyle. What can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Maybe you can help me figure this something out. Last weekend, I was home alone because my wife was going with some friends to do a winery tour or something. So basically, I had a day to hang out, just going to order some pizza, watch some football. So looking for my phone, can't find it. It's probably out in the car or something. I just didn't feel like walking out to get it. So I grab my wife's iPad, and I just type in Pizza Hut to go to their website. And as soon as I type the P, you know how it auto populates, you know, search choices and stuff like that.
Right.
I see Pink Cupid. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of this website before.
No, Pink Cupid. I have not heard of that.
Yeah, well, me neither, but I thought maybe it was closed or something, so I clicked on it just thinking it was her birthday recently, and I know Christmas is coming, so I figured, you know, maybe it's someplace she likes to shop, so I'll just check it out.
Okay, so that's smart. Good husband award for you.
Yeah, but it's not a clothing store. It's a dating site for lesbians.
Oh, okay. So you're getting her a lesbian for Christmas then?
Yeah, well, anyways, I started looking around the site. And it's all about women who are interested in dating other women, which I guess is kind of obvious.
Okay,
in the title.
So you said Pink Cupid. So this is like OK Cupid, but just for women then?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, that's how it looks.
Okay.
So, I mean, how am I supposed to interpret this? I mean, is my wife into women and just never told me? Is she cheating on me with another woman or, I don't know, a bunch?
Well, I think it's a bit early to think like something like that based on one site. I mean, do you have any other evidence?
I don't know. I just kept thinking about how many nights she's been out over the past few months where she's telling me, oh, it's just a girls' night out. It's just a girls. We're just getting together with the girls. It's not like she's getting, you know, doing that any more or less than usual, but it's,
well, hold on.
I don't know.
Didn't
it's just
you,
making me crazy
didn't
now
you
thinking
say,
about it.
Okay, but didn't you say you were home because she was at a winery tour? Was that also with the girls?
Yeah, that was another girl trip.
Yeah. All right, let me ask you this. Has she seemed at all, like, less interested in you in the bedroom? I mean, I know it's a personal question, but...
Well, I mean, if I'm being honest, yeah, a lot less.
Okay. So you're worried that your wife may be messing around with you on the side with another woman or other women. Has she ever shown you signs that she was bi-curious? Like maybe you said something one time about how hot Rihanna was, and then she was like, hell yeah, she's sexy.
Nah, usually it's the opposite. Like, I mean, saying anything about another woman, and I say something about some other woman's looks, and she gets, like, crazy jealous.
Okay, so this is a bit different than normal, but what we usually do is when we find someone, like one member of a couple on a dating site, what we do is we call them pretending to be that site, and then we ask them if they're satisfied with the site and ask if it's been working for them, that kind of stuff. I guess if you wanted, we could do that to your wife. What's her name again?
Brooke.
Okay. So sit tight, Kyle. What we'll do is we'll call up Brooke. We'll say we're from Pink Cupid and ask her how the site has been working for her. One of the things we're going to ask her, though, is if she's had any successful dates using the site. That right there is the part you're going to want to be listening for, okay?
Okay.
All right. So we're going to call Brooke then when we come back next.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. I'm calling for Brooke, please.
This is Brooke. How can I help you?
Brooke, my name is Evan Peters. I'm one of the customer feedback representatives from Pink Cupid. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks.
Great. So I see that you've been to our site, and if you have time, I wanted to get some feedback from you on it so we can make it an even better experience for you, if that's okay. Now, I promise this is not one of those 20-minute survey calls. I only have a couple of questions, and then I let you go. Do you have a few minutes to answer a couple of questions for me?
I do, but I'm sorry. I have no idea what you're talking about. What site is this?
It's Pink Cupid. It's a dating site.
Oh, well, you definitely have the wrong person. I'm married, so I wouldn't be hanging out.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
No.
We you know what? We just go by the owner of the domain who used our site, and we noticed that it was accessed by an iPad that was registered to your name. So I just assumed you were looking around, checking things out, and I just wanted to know if you liked the way the site looked and worked, among other things.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I've never been on your site. What's the site called again?
It's called Pink Cupid. It's like OK Cupid, that dating site, but this one is just for women who are interested in dating other women.
Oh, my God. Oh, no, that's definitely not me. So you said someone is using my computer to go on this site?
Your iPad, actually. At least that's where the access originated from.
Wait, how long ago was this?
It was like within the past 6 months.
Okay, so... Wow, this is funny. Oh, so it's not me that's been using it. It's my babysitter.
Oh, okay. So your babysitter is the one who was looking around on our site.
So it's got to be her. Yeah, I mean, she uses my iPad to play videos and stuff for our kids. So she's definitely into ladies. So I guess when my kids go to bed, she probably gets bored and goes on that site. I mean, I can text her and ask her what she thinks of it if you want.
No, that's okay. I mean, if she has a user profile with us, we probably already have her number in our database anyway. So, but thank you for helping us out. Sorry about the confusion there.
No problem. Yeah, I have a funny story to tell everybody at work today.
Okay. Thanks for your help, and you have a great day.
Oh, you too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, so that's not as bad as we thought then. That makes a lot of sense, Kyle. I mean, if you were...
Are you, so am I the oddball man out? Am I doing what Ashley usually can do better? She is completely lying. Did you not hear her?
Yeah, I just heard her. She's just,
yeah, she's asking how long ago. Oh, my babysitter's really into girls. Like, what? So y'all have had this full on conversation and your husband doesn't know that your babysitter's into girls? Like,
well, I can bring him on. We can ask him, but I completely believed her.
I don't believe one single bit. I believe that we caught her and she was trying to act like, oh no, that's just for her.
So you think she knew something? We were onto her or something.
Yes.
This was all, this
absolutely.
Was all.
I don't think she knew, like.
I don't think so.
I don't think she knew it was the Z Morning Zoo. I don't think she thought it was Dirty Wednesday.
Okay.
I just think she was like, oh, you're not going to catch me red handed or pink handed.
Yeah.
And that's the name of the website? Pink something?
Yes. So you think she's lying?
I think she's lying, 1,000%.
I think she was told the truth, but
what's the guy's name, Kevin? Or what's
Kyle.
His name? Kyle. Just bring a girl home tonight. Just see what happens.
No, don't do that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.